Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Nerd Melt Theater. This is Harmontown. Please welcome your mayor, Mr. Dan Harmon.
Thank you.
Good to be back at our headquarters. We've been abroad a lot. Unpredictable schedules. Never know when we're here, when we're not. Who's comp trolling? Who is? Who's not?
Whoever's just hanging out at your house.
Guest comptroller Dave Horowitz, everybody.
Hi, guys.
I have a couple things I can talk about, but I do think that we should be prepared for a terrible show.
No.
I feel laconic. I feel neutral. The pressures of nuptials, nuptial pressure.
Impending nuptials, yes.
Impending nuptials. The pressure of impending nuptials.
The pressure of impending nuptials, yeah.
You compensate for them with a kind of dead calm, like mm-hmm. Because you don't want to be one of these people that's nervous about getting married, because that would be dumb. You'd be like in a Certs commercial or a Mentos commercial.
Like, looking for a quick fix because you like blew a cufflink and then you put a Mentos in there.
Like, yeah. Who cares?
Yeah.
I'm cool. I live in L.A.
Yeah.
Joel McHale's going to be at my wedding. I'm not going to fucking put some pressure on it.
Yeah.
The guy from the soup's gonna be there. He's gonna smell fear like a dog. He'll get up and start heckling me.
That'll never happen.
He'll call me a Kardashian. So I gotta be cool. But nothing to do with that. It's obviously also the beginning of the second and probably last half of my life.
Yeah.
I'm not.
You only get two.
Yeah, I'm not. When it comes to halves, mm-hmm. you're guaranteed a maximum of two.
Yeah.
So when you're starting the second half of your life, there is a subtle realization there that you are now officially dying. like absolutely more so than being born, you are now more dying. Because your next tasks include, for instance, helping someone else get born, you mm-hmm. know, and handing the reins off to him before your third heart attack proves irreconcilable, as the doctors might say, in some strange universe where doctors are extra coy.
It's a truly romantic way to think about marriage.
Replication.
Yeah.
Replication, like the humble mosquito who lives its life, and then at the end of its full mosquito life, which I think probably spans a day, mm-hmm. We're always like, what are you doing? What are you, get out of, who flies in a face like that? And the mosquito is like, this is it! Ah! And we're just like, unbelievable, will you knock it off?
This is all I have!
Ah!
Shit!
it's comforting to think of things in those terms. This is it. I am about to lay eggs in a puddle outside your mailbox,
mm-hmm.
in somewhere in some swampy land, where hopefully a giant frog tongue won't rake across my deposits, rendering them pointless.
What's your frog tongue like?
It's Chevy Chase.
Oh no. Does he know about the wedding?
He'll be back.
Fuck.
No, I just thought that was one of the dumb comedy brain thinking, like, what should I say there? What is my frog tongue? My frog tongue is spiders. Motherfucker. Spiders. Okay, so Erin came home and she saw there's a black widow with a web on the stairs.
Yep.
She's taking pictures of it. She's like, oh, there's a black widow. It's got an hourglass on its back. It was eating a caterpillar in the fucking thing, because it's like, everything about them has to be so maudlin and like extreme.
Yeah.
It couldn't just be eating a fly. Is it eating a fucking like
that thing was like
fetal
art directed
butterfly
to scare you?
Like, yeah, I was like, a fly. That's hoi polloi shit.
Yeah.
Only the fat of an unbaptized caterpillar will quench this black widow's thirst. Yeah, it's sitting there. It's, you know, just like watching it wriggle. And it's a black widow. And, you know, if they bite you, it'll, you know, probably won't kill you. But if you're a small child or a lamb, a baby lamb, it'll take you out. And when's the last time you went to work on enough toxins to take out a baby lamb? That's gonna fuck up my shooting schedule, which is a professional form of death. Black widows are dangerous. They're not brown recluses, but they're dangerous. I got off on a that was I don't know, remember what the point. Oh, that's my frog's tongue. Spiders. Okay. Okay. So I was in the middle of something. What was it? Oh, I'm dying because I'm getting married. So I my body knows that, but my mind. So my mind therefore puts this like. I have no choice over it. My mind is just going like, hey, man, what's good? Like, I have to affect this, like, weird McConaughey drawl. I don't care about anything. Oh, just get married, man. Because otherwise I'll panic and I'll achieve my final form.
But you're going to be feeling it up there. The emotional flood will be too much for your Steely McConaughey reserve. Like, it's going to...
I don't plan on spending the ceremony itself withholding anything. I will give it my all, but it's a week of nerves for the nerveful. So one mitigates one's nerves. All right,
I'm definitely gonna cry. Not right now, but when it happens, I might cry right now.
You want to cry right now?
I'll yeah, do you want cry. To just say something sad to me and yeah, I'll like, yeah, see how yeah. it... Just, you know me a little, like, maybe, yeah. like, get really in there in my insecurities and I'll see what happens.
Do you know that when they cleared the debris at Waco, they found skeletons of preteen children who died in the arms of their parents, but they hadn't burnt to death because they could tell because the skeletons... were bent backwards, which is a sign of cyanide poisoning. They had died in terrible pain and they broke their own backs. Like he's laughing. I made him laugh.
No. I was so close to actually shed. I was like, this isn't gonna work. And then it was like, it was too real. Yeah. I felt too many things in 30 seconds. Fuck you, man. That's not cool.
Okay, I'll make you cry. I'll tell you something that'll make you cry.
Okay, go ahead.
Did you know that when you mute someone on Twitter, if they tweet at you, you'll still see it. It really doesn't matter. The only people you can mute are just people who just spout nonsense into the dry air. Like that person. Yes, we all have one of
Wait,
those.
Wait, you really see it if they tweet at you, even if you.
Isn't that true, right?
No.
No?
No.
So there's like 50 people right now tweeting me all the time, going like, hello? I addressed that joke to you, like, and I'm just ignoring them. Okay, that's cool. All right, well, good. That's the way it should work. Why even block anybody anymore then, right? Just
I mean,
mute them.
I did a large unfollow recently. I mean, I don't have quite the... Nobody cared that I did it, but I was like, I can't... I muted a few people and it didn't give me the same rush as just going, right. You're out. The fuck out of my not real life.
You know about our podcast producer Dustin Marshall's thing, right?
I mean, he's got a lot of things, but
yeah. I feel like my instinct is to whisper this because
he'll hear it no matter what.
I feel like I'm somehow like. It's less harsh. Like I feel like I'm embarrassing him less because I'm like keeping my voice down.
It might
but,
be.
Yeah, he's got headphones on.
Yeah, yeah.
But he keeps his followers number. Like the people that he's following is 666, and so he can't start or stop following someone without replacing them. Yeah. So he can keep the number.
Yeah.
At 666.
Yeah. So
no matter what's going on with you, it could always be worse.
Is it better or worse that I do the same thing but with 420? I think it makes me like way more chill. But I could be wrong.
I'm it's a rhetorical question, right?
Yeah, no one's chiller than me.
Hey, did you know you could fit every planet in the solar system between the Earth and the Moon? Spencer just told me that. I'm like, it's true. I don't. Why did I say it's true? Like, I'm the judge. It's true. I just found out.
Did you know you can fit all of Boston in Brooklyn?
Oh.
That's true. That's what someone told me when I told them I was from Boston and they were from New York and they were like, you don't live in a real city. And I was like, prove it. And they're like, your whole city could fit in my borough. I was like, cool, Spike Lee. Like, I was saying they were like Spike. It wasn't actually Spike Lee.
I heard a guy rapping once about how each of his fingers was a borough. And so when he makes a fist, he's got all of New York in the palm of his hand. And I think it was Lloyd Banks? Benson.
Lloyd Banks.
Yeah, he goes, yeah, the trigger finger is Staten Island and the middle finger is Queens I used to sling rock in Manhattan, so you know the pinky's what I mean. And the ring finger is the Bronx because I hope to meet the love of my life there one day. If my current career trajectory takes me where I hope to go. But I digress. And the thumb is Radio City Music Hall. I don't remember all the boroughs. I think that's kind of cool.
There's no way that the real song is better than that. That was the best. And also, I did like how you said, I heard a guy rapping once, like you walked past him on the street, and then you're like, it was Lloyd Banks.
Well, it was part of that Busta Rhymes song that he did like 40,000 remixes of.
Don't touch me.
Touch it.
Touch me. Don't do touch it.
Touch it, touch it, stop it, form it, make it, go it, do it in your
no, that,
bag.
Well.
Put it in your plate and put it on a bowl and test it.
Faster, bigger, bigger, and it's bigger, stronger. Lift up those weights.
Mr. Rhymes, are you going to get up to get a half of the battle? They didn't have to be a big half of the battle. Oh, Mr. Rhymes.
And then he has like celebrity friends come in and goes like, go, yo, yo, Missy. Missy Elliott. Touch it. Go make it wow. Gonna make it so.
Yo, see, go, see, Buster Rhymes. Take it, DMX. Lloyd Banks.
Yo, yo. The trigger finger's Staten Island, and the middle finger's where they go wild, and the ring finger is the Bronx, because you know what I say. I got the pinky and the Queens in the usual way. When I put them all together, they got a fist, and I punch the whole city, even though I love it.
Yo, 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 remix.
It won a Grammy.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know why you guys are staring at me. Like, what other songs don't you know? It's fucking Touch It remix.
Touch It. My thumb is the subway.
he did one that was just all the queens of the game. His little doff of the cap to the fairer sex. He had Mary
Wait,
J.
Who,
Blige
Busta Rhymes?
On there. Yeah, Busta Rhymes was like, yo, I'm back. Oh, remix part 8. Oh, 2007. Ah, me. Oh, I'm coming at you, the queens of the game. And then, like, he had, like, go, Mary J. And it was like, oh, it's Mary J. Blige. And then, but then in the video for it, it, like, switches back and forth. Does Mary J. Blige have an alter ego?
No, she's, like, a very soulful lady.
I know,
and, like,
but
that's kind of her thing.
I feel like Mary J. Blige, like, remember, you know how Garth Brooks had like
Chris
that
Gaines,
angel,
yeah.
angel man, whatever. Yeah, Chris Gaines.
Chris Gaines, brooding, bangs.
I feel like Mary J. Blige had like a bad guy persona that was like Bliggy Mary or something. It was like Mitzelplick or something. It was like backwards, and that she could say like less soulful things. I thought.
I thought that was depicted in the video too. Like she was, I could be mixing a bunch of stuff up. But check it out, kids.
I kind of want to look for this song now.
I mean, there's literally nine remixes of it.
I mean, if I just do touch it in Google, I'm
touch
not going to find
lick it. Touch it, put it, stick it, put it, poop it in your booty.
Yeah.
Remix part three.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
It's pretty cool. It's a cool song. It was at least nominated for a VMA in 2006. I know that for sure.
I'll just go into my Excel spreadsheet of 2006 VMA nominees that I keep in Google Drive that you and I share, so you should just be able to have it right now.
So Aaron was making fun of me playing Minecraft. I play a lot of Minecraft, and then Aaron makes fun. Like, she looks over at the laptop, and then she asks me questions about Minecraft that are designed not for her to start, like, enjoying the game. Like, it's not... She acts like it's, like, her, like... becoming interested in Minecraft, but it's just to shame me and mock me for playing Minecraft. So she asked me last night, she said, there's just a barrage of them. Like, I'll be cutting down a tree. And she goes like, did you remember your backpack? And I just like try to ignore her and go like, there's no backpacks. I'm cutting down a tree. Oh yeah. Do you need scorpion poison? No, there's nothing. And then she said, "Do you have all of your scent gems?" And then she started laughing so hard she almost died in bed. She couldn't breathe because she was so entertained by her riff, scent gems. Sorry, I wrote down scent gems.
Those are really some of the best laughs you can have when it doesn't matter even what the other person's enjoyment level is, but when you say something that tickles you to your deeply to your core, you can just ride that out for an hour.
I would take that version to Aaron all the time. Like, that's my like when she makes herself laugh and then she goes she can't take it anymore. Like, it usually has to be, you know, victimizing someone else in order for her to find it really that funny. She must have just really made a lot of fun of me to be laughing so hard that her epiglottis is like revolting. But I do like the sound. It's the sound of true joy.
You can, if you could bottle it, depression would be gone, man.
Or if I could just live with it by virtue of legal vow for the next 40 to 55 years.
And you can! Polite clapping for impending nuptials.
All right, so I want to bring Spencer Crittenden up here unceremoniously. Spencer Crittenden, come out.
Spencer!
Oh, what's up? It's good to be back. Thank you. This is our first show back since terminating the tour, right?
Yeah, I think we were back here for, well, the Joel McHale.
That was during the tour.
Okay. Well, the definition of tour I don't get because we, you know, I'd be working every day and then I'd have to get on a red eye and go to...
Hey, me too. I was doing those same things.
I know, but I don't know when you call it a tour then, because it's like, it's not really a tour. It's, if you go to the post office, it's not a tour because you're leaving your
home. I would
home.
Never consider that a tour, no. It's more of a trip.
Spencer, yes. Do you like Busta Rhymes?
Yeah, that was so great. It was. I don't think Busta would be happy with that, but I was quite tickled.
Busta Rhymes! Wow! Do you want that?
He wouldn't disagree that he says his own name at least 12 times a song. He does. It's in his record contract. Wait, Dan, is this the song?
No.
Okay.
Sorry.
Don't touch me. Throw the water on him.
It's a Touch It remix. It can't be that hard to find. It was quite a popular song among the hips and the hops.
Touch It remix. If it was Touch It, there's been remixes by everyone who's existed, so it might be actually a bit hard to hone in on.
I guess so.
You talked about that spider. What was the end of that spider story? When we last left, it still existed in your house. What the fuck?
Well, Aaron, it's not it wasn't in the house. It was out by the mailbox.
Okay,
so
still.
Every time you're walking up those dark stairs to my mansion,
yeah.
Now there's a new reason you could die, other than just you'll fall and like
cut yourself
open on these sharpened DreamWorks stairs.
I always think about that. Those DreamWorks stair impalements.
Now you might fall down, and the last thing you'll see is a spider going like, "Oh my God, it's the biggest caterpillar ever!"
You don't want to kill it or anything?
Erin takes care of that stuff. She has a video of the spider and a video of her killing it.
She killed it.
So then I came home. She killed it. Okay.
Closure.
Thank you. That's all I needed to hear.
So I came home and I do a sweep with the flashlight. Now I'm on the lookout for Black Widow.
Sure.
And I find 8, 9, 10 of them.
What?
They're everywhere. Well, vengeance. Because I don't know what they look like.
Oh.
And so I'm. All spiders are now Black Widows, and I'm like, because I'm not going to look for the hourglass, and some of them are small, and I'm like, there's Black Widows everywhere. We should call a service of some kind. And then Aaron was like, those aren't Black Widows. That's not it's not a story.
I like it, though. I just am glad that she killed it. I mean, I don't hate spiders, but when it's a Black Widow, I mean, that's, geez, you don't want to tangle with that sort of thing.
Here's the weird thing about Erin, or not weird at all, really, if you know her personality. Like, when there's a spider on the wall in the house, I just go like, okay, I'll find something and I'll kill it. I'm superstitious about it for some dumb reason.
That's a classic superstition, though.
I know. It's just so stupid. But like, before I'll do that, Aaron will be like, I'll take care of it. But Aaron will just, like, so there's some people who are, like, really good with spiders. And then there's some people who are terrified of them. Aaron just, if I describe her behavior to you, like you wouldn't know which one she was, because she'll take like a coat hanger and just poke at it. Like, and then it'll like I don't even know what she's trying to do.
Just agitate it.
And I'll go like, what are you trying to do? And then she's like poking it. And then the spider will like fall onto the floor. And then she'll go, ah! what are you doing? What was the attempt? Like, she wanted it to crawl onto the coat hanger, and she was gonna be like gentle Ben, or
it's Gentle Ben. Yeah, we all know.
No, who was Dan Haggerty played him?
Gentle Ben.
No. Grizzly Adams. Ben. Oh. Grizzly Adams.
I like Gentle Ben.
I think who's Gentle is
Gentle Ben was the name of the bear in Grizzly Adams, I think.
I thought he just called him Ben.
Grizzly Adams was a show in the 70s. This is how little you could take your business elsewhere in network TV. Grizzly Adams was just a guy that lived in the woods, and that is it. He wasn't wanted for a murder he hadn't committed. He wasn't a counterfeiter. He couldn't turn into a snake. His parents weren't vampires. He didn't go on dates. He sat in a fucking cabin, and he had a beard, and he hung out. And it was like, I guess the other two networks had news on it or something.
Did they make a lot of episodes?
Yeah, I think it was on all the time. Like, it's burnt into my memory.
And he had obviously friends who also lived in the woods.
There was a guy that was like a prospector.
Sure.
Who had a mule, and he would walk around up in the hills, and he was like very cranky. And then Grizzly Adams was like a kind of cool, like, knights in white satin kind of shirt. But he would cut his own wood, and he had a big beard and long hair, and he would just go like, hey, cranky Tom, whatever the guy's name was, don't be so mean. Like he just lived in the woods. It sounds like a children's show the way I'm describing it.
It sounds like something they would like play on a loop in a museum or something.
it sounds like something that will inevitably teach you about weights and measures or something.
Yeah,
it's some Canadian.
You stick around long enough, there's like a teaching moment about splitting wood and angles and stuff.
All right, so I want to address some concerns about my dog.
Uh-oh.
I don't know how much of this I have explained at the show yet, but I know the new TVs, The dogs can see them. They're watching what we watch now. Their eyes and our eyes are seeing the same thing because the TVs are different now. I'm telling you.
No, you're right.
And Harvey, if there's ever a dog or a squirrel mm-hmm. or a cat, or a, and he'll react to each one differently, mm-hmm. or a deer, but like not a cockroach, like he won't, he differentiates it if it's
but
a
like
dog.
A cartoon cat.
Yeah.
He goes crazy. Well, that was the new thing, was that then they were watching The Simpsons and Santa's Little Helper came on, cartoon dog. Harvey starts going nuts. He's recognizing a cartoon dog. That's the next step, is he could read the word dog.
Yeah.
That's a, it's a symbol for a dog. It's not, it doesn't even, how could it have any, it doesn't make any sense. And we tested it. Like he doesn't, he looks at the cartoon of the dog and he starts going crazy.
Yeah, we were, I think he was watching, or he was watching, but the like the Rainbow Bright cartoon movie was on, and there's like a scene with like a kid in the snow and he's got a dog, and Harvey just started going nuts, and I was watching him and I couldn't believe it. But also he freaks out when he sees himself if you like show him a picture of
himself. Well, that's what Aaron did, and I was by the time I caught Aaron doing it, it was too late, because Aaron videotaped with her phone Harvey, put it, airplayed it onto the TV, so Harvey starts going ape shit.
Yeah.
And that so Aaron, because she's insane, she videotapes Harvey doing that.
Yeah.
And then airplays that.
Yeah. And then
and it's a video of the dog going at a dog, and the real life dog goes like So then she does it again.
Yep. Yeah.
And she showed it to me, and I was like, stop that! Yeah. You're making him sentient.
Yeah. I saw like the fifth generation of it, where it was like a crazy, like where you shine a TV at a TV, and there was just like a dog watching a dog,
dog watching a dog. And he's like, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. And I, like the next thing would be like, he would go, I am.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't know why that would be a goal. she just thought it was funny. It was disturbing.
Because I think as fun as it seems hypothetically, like, no, we wouldn't like it if he was sent, like, if he could speak, he wouldn't be happy about his situation.
No, he would not.
What the fuck are you guys doing to me? Why are you showing me this?
What did you do to me?
What did you do?
Where are my testicles? I mean, I've written about this.
Yeah.
That episode of Rick and Morty was based on Justin's love of his little Malteses. I didn't have a dog at that time, but it's very disturbing. The dog, he understands shit. Like I come home and he doesn't even, I started to get mad that he, like, he just sits at the top of the stairs, and like I come home and he doesn't even, like, he doesn't come down to the door, and he lifts his head up and then he wags his tail like while he's laying down, and I just feel kind of like, and then I get to the top of the stairs and he rolls over, so I can scratch his belly, and I'm like, I work for him, like, yep. And so I was like, it'd be nice if he, I mean, when the pizza guy comes over, he goes down to the door,
yeah,
and Aaron says, because he's get pizza, and I'm like, well. And so Aaron says, here, I'll put a bag of treats in the potted plant outside the door. When you come home from work, take a treat, and then, you know, give him a treat every time you come in. You'll get the pizza guy treatment if that's what you want so bad. And, but, you know, it's like the first time we tried it, I come in and he's like, I think he could hear the bag. And then I got the treat. And so then the second night I come home, I open the door, and he goes straight to the potted plant. He's like, oh, every time he comes home, there's that bag in the plant.
He's way too smart. There have been times, and like, you know, I've never had a pet in my whole life. And that's too long, because I'm like a gross dog person. Like, not gross, but like I love dogs the most. And I think Harvey's my friend. So we have like a we're friends, but there are times when I will look at him and I will think that there's a man in a dog suit because his eyes are too expressive.
He has those whites of his eyes. So when he lays on his back and opens his mouth, it's like,
yeah.
it just looks like a dude.
Like, you expect him to be like, hey, like if you're rubbing his belly and he's like, hey man, if he said like a little to the left, I would freak out, but not as much as if another dog. I'd be like, oh yeah, okay. What?
And he sleeps in between me and Aaron like an 8-year-old boy.
Wait, what?
You know.
Like before when you got you hired that 8-year-old boy to sleep with you.
He sleeps right in the 8-year-old boy spot on my bed. there was something else. I felt like there was something else. Oh, can we tee up at least just so it's at the ready? Just like a kind of a laid back rap beat.
Oh, I guess not. Nice comp trolling.
Because I feel like it's
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's a lazy show, and I wanted to try to embrace that and turn it into entertainment, and get myself a little excited because you can tell I'm phoning it in.
I can't.
I don't know. Yeah.
Oh.
I have suspicions, but I can't tell.
Well, you guys have other stuff to do. I think they can tell.
They didn't really think that until you said it. And now they're like, oh.
That guy knew.
Who came here from the farthest tonight? Moscow?
Moscow.
Who's the Moscow guy? I don't even know what you said. You could have said, I need a kidney. Help me. Do you want to come up, Moscow? And just talk to us? We won't pick on you. London.
I think Moscow's farthest. I guess we got that laid-back beat in the wings.
Here, you can sit there and take this mic. Thank you.
What's in the backpack?
It's actually all my life savings, and I'm from Russia, and I'm afraid I can get robbed.
Yeah, I mean, that
jackpot. Podcast jackpot. There's so many things a stranger can say when they get on stage at a podcast. All of my life savings are in my backpack. Is you know, that's right up there with I'm gay, black, and blind. What's your name, first of all?
Zhenya, but I can.
You don't want to say?
Actually, that was my name.
Oh, okay. No. I didn't mean it was a... I didn't mean it didn't sound like a name. I saw hesitance on your face, and I thought maybe that you...
American analog is something like Eugene.
Oh, so is it a Chinese name? not Eugene, the other one.
No.
What is the what's the origin of the of your real name?
Russian.
You're born in Russian. That's your Russian name.
Actually, I was born in Russian, but my grandfather is from Vietnam. I never knew him.
So is that a Vietnamese name? The first one you mentioned?
No. It's actually it's totally Russian name.
Totally Russian. Okay. Can you say it again? Because
Zhenya.
Zhenya, okay. You know what? I'm racist because when you said Zhenya, I pictured it spelled with an X and a bunch of like vowels. So Eugene is the way it gets kind of.
You've got Pushkin version of Evgeny Onegin. It's like Eugene Onegin.
Have you seen Yevgeny before a lot, but never the way that you just pronounced it for your name.
Well,
it's different. It's like a modification, though. They're similar names.
It's a shorter version.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Have you lived in Russia your whole life?
Yep.
And this is the first time you've been in the U.S.?
Yeah.
So how does it come to be that you're all of your worldly possession? Is it just you travel? You travel to the hilt.
Well, I can tell a long version or short version.
I guess it all depends on if it involves werewolves or or chess.
Well, Joe McHale counts as werewolf?
Sure.
Definitely.
Well,
his hair certainly changes at night.
Well, actually, I saw Joe McHale messed up some video show, and everyone's talked about his, oh, he just didn't give a damn about that video show, and I just wanted to get to know what this guy. He's okay. He's these games are just shitty, and he's don't like to be here. And he made the fun of a guy who wears all jackets in L.A. at I don't know how many degrees.
So Joel McHale was on a show that you.
Yeah, basically, Joel McHale. Googled him. He's in Community. He's what's Community? And okay. I watched that show and.
So yeah, you're a huge fan of Joel McHale. So you Googled Community.
I never knew the guy, but he's looked nice and.
Oh.
How did you first come upon Joel McHale?
Well, I just told.
Just watching TV in Russia?
No, it's say thanks to piracy.
you downloaded Joel McHale.
Actually, Community, we don't have
right, Community. Right. So, what you're saying is that, yeah, you're in Russia, you bit-torrented Community.
Yeah.
Or something that Joel was in, and then you're like, what the hell is this? And yeah. Are you saying that you made a pilgrimage to come see this show? Because, I mean...
Actually, because of the Harmontown, because in the end, I got into Harmontown, I started at the first... not season, episode, session, and I listened through all these series, and who's Adam Goldberg?
Is this real? Is that real? That was so flawless. At this point, you could be a highly trained Upright Citizens Brigade practical joke.
I just Googled him, and there's a guy that plays in Saving Private Ryan, the Jew guy. And,
You found the wrong Adam Goldberg.
Yeah.
The Dazed and Confused Adam
then
Goldberg.
Then I get the.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Not just Adam Goldberg.
Yeah. Yeah. Is Adam here? Are you here?
Yes. Is he going to kill me?
Adam, I bet we thought we'd never hear you say those words. Adam, do you want to come up and meet this? This guy's traveled the globe. I mean, not to meet you, but he's just curious about you.
I'd hope not. How's
Adam,
it going?
This is Adam Goldberg.
How's it going, Dan?
Nice to meet you.
I got you a wedding thing for Aaron. It's Ace of Spies. It's a game, fun.
What should I get Dan for his wedding?
Well, I don't know. Are you on the clock?
What's another game?
Shadowrun?
I'm going to get Dan Shadowrun for his wedding. Thanks for helping me figure that out.
For my wedding, if you get yourself Shadowrun and then we start to play in the new year, we'll play Shadowrun on the podcast.
I feel like it'd just be easier if I got you Shadowrun.
And then I have to game master?
I don't know. I just, you know, that's the end of it if I just gave it to you.
Thank you, Adam.
Man, no worries. So you came here with all... Why do you have all your money with you? That's the mystery here, right?
Well, when you leave Russia, you don't just leave stuff in Russia.
They have bank accounts.
They don't. Banks are capitalists. They just have a big pile of their stuff in the center of the... I'm kidding. It's not true. They converted to capitalism.
Oh. Actually, our currency is falling down or rising up in some other way, like falling.
Yeah.
Even the currency is rising up.
Yeah.
Well, who's ain't, brother? we gotta go to that Bitcoin business. We gotta do some kind of Google money now. Yeah.
What if you can mine Bitcoins in Minecraft?
Oh.
Did I just make $1 million?
Spencer, you gotta go. You gotta get out of here, man. You gotta get out of here right
now. Start running like I have the golden ticket.
Yeah. Out of my way.
I watched that Bitcoin documentary and still don't understand it, but what I do understand is that it is inevitable. It may not be Bitcoin, but obviously we have to go to some kind of peer-to-peer currency, right?
Well, haven't I explained this to you, Dan?
You have, but
it's a cash register full of math.
Yes, yes.
The way I always
it's
heard
so
it...
so simple.
The way I always heard Bitcoin was, if I gave you a Dave & Buster's dollar for every hour you spent idling your car...
It's like that, yes.
That's how much the money is worth and how much electricity it actually costs to make.
Well, electricity, who cares?
Yeah, it's infinite.
Well, that's... yeah, well, I think at this point, after watching this documentary, I think that any arguments for or against Bitcoin are kind of point... It's sort of actually mute the larger conversation or realization should be that, like MP3 technology... There is really nothing that's going to stop the nations of the world from inevitably, if we continue to exchange any kind of currency, it's going to have to become a global kind of peer-to-peer currency. There is no, it's not because we're anarchists, it's because the governments will not be able to sustain themselves while trying to endorse different kinds of currency. They will one by one become incompatible with something that spreads.
I bet Adam disagrees with that.
I guess you know me well. The thing about having a universal currency, it's a really big staple of sci-fi, even in Shadowrun. But the ability to issue debt from huge nations to huge nations means that having the yen and having the dollar be different things is really, really useful.
Well, what
if everything is like future bucks, then Japan can't control their exports and imports or set taxes that say this is valued internally as a currency and this is worth less as we export it.
I hear you there. Definitely agree. That's that. I mean, in that I don't understand that shit at all. And therefore, I definitely readily accept that it's impossible to take. But there's a difference between saying universal currency and peer-to-peer currency.
What's the difference between a dollar and a Bitcoin right now in terms of me being able to send it to you and you being able to send it to me, hopefully, in a large amount?
There's a cash register made of math.
A cash register is made of math. It takes one, and then it turns it into 100 of something else.
That's
in this case, dollars and pennies. Yeah, that's a cash register. This is the most thrilling thing. We should go back to talking about your dog, who is so cute.
is it a
Muppet dog?
Is it undignified or embarrassing to admit... in my position or not, that I don't understand anything you guys are talking about?
I'd say that's a winning statement right there. A lot of people are on your side.
I'm not trying... Yeah, I mean, if you don't... Yeah, okay, so a couple of people also don't... Good, that's cool. Did you guys see Interstellar? Because I didn't. That's a movie you could... See everywhere.
Yeah, no, I don't.
Available everywhere.
I don't understand anything. Not only do I not understand Bitcoin, I don't understand the actual American dollar or anything about economics worldwide.
Okay, good.
The thing that felt clear to me watching this documentary is that technology is going to affect currency as surely as it has affected culture, media of exchange, like ideas, the way that we shoot things, edit things, record things. They become peer-to-peer over time. They transcend things as relatively vestigial as what country you live in over time. Mm-hmm. It just seems like a safe enough bet. I don't know. There's no risk at that bet because it's either 50 years or 500 years or 5 years from now, and I don't know which it is. Mm-hmm. But we are going to end up not like going, oh, here's a picture of the queen on a piece of paper. We're going to be sending each other blip blops, and they're going to be called one thing because, I mean, I don't know.
I still think there's a scale difference because Channel 101 is the best this year as it's ever been in terms of cinematography, in terms of quality, in terms of people turning out half-hour-long finales to some of their series. Like, but there's still a difference between an episode of Community and the finale of Fishbulbs Are Definitely My Thing. which you should all watch because Fishbowls is definitely my thing, is fucking amazing. And it tells you how the movie Seven ends.
Whoa.
All right, Adam Goldberg, everybody. You got to meet Adam
Goldberg.
Don't
kill me.
I did it. That was Adam Goldberg. What did you think?
Great guy, but he's not in the movie.
He's not in Saving Private Ryan.
He's in the movie for like a frame. There is a shot of Adam Goldberg in the movie.
Yeah, wait, he's reacting to something.
Have you seen Dazed and Confused? Because that same actor is in. Have you seen Richard Linklater's Dazed and Confused?
Actually, no.
Because that guy Adam Goldberg is like, he's like pacing around in the woods and he's like, dominant male monkey motherfucker, and he's like pops his chest up. He's wearing an army jacket. Anyway, you should check it out.
It's the same guy. Oh. And he's got a new sitcom on ABC.
Is that the Meet Goldbergs. The Goldbergs? Can I? Okay, so the print
that's
ads,
a different Adam Goldberg.
The print ads of that show, Meet the Goldbergs, like they in some of them they tried to do this thing where, oh, it's a bad picture. We're bad at taking pictures. My eyes are closed during the picture. But in some of the shots, they don't understand how eyelids work, and the lower eyelid goes up way too far, and it looks hideous, like they're reptile people. And it's like, how did you couldn't just you ask the people to close their eyes for the photo? You had to Photoshop these disgusting eyelids. I'm sorry.
You clearly haven't seen the show because it's about a family of reptile people. So,
like, oh, my inner eyelid's stuck again before the big dance.
Yeah.
My tail fell off. Is it going to regrow before photo picture day?
That was the finale last season. It was really good.
The photo picture day episode.
Photo picture day.
All right, New Zealand guy. Where's the New Zealand guy? You want to come up here for a second? What's your name?
Matthew.
What brings you from New Zealand?
A bunch of TV stuff, actually. I kind of went to a Table Reads, a Family Guy, and The Simpsons, and spent a day on the set of a couple of TV shows.
What for?
Because I like them.
Wait, you're just there? You're just there as a fan?
Yeah.
They let you in? They just let you come in? And
I actually did the same thing on Community last year.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I won a charity auction to attend some of these things.
Oh.
And so spent the money. And,
so you're kind of loaded. You're down there in Kiwi Town, and you're sitting on some koalas, as we call them.
They're universal unit of currency in New Zealand. Koala.
Yeah, soon to be e-koalas.
Big koala.
And you're like, oh, I could give this money. It'll go to charity, and I can get close to my favorite shows. That's nice. Yeah. How was your visit to Community?
It was really, really cool. Yeah. I actually got in on a scene on season 5.
Oh, that's right. I think I've talked to you before, right?
Briefly at the scene. Yeah.
All right. Now it's all coming back, more or less. You want to come to my wedding? No, Aaron will yell at me. I keep doing that. I keep just going, hey, you gonna come and play? There's a seating chart. Can't do that. What's better, Russia or New Zealand? I mean, are you guys proud of your countries? Do you have patriotism where you come from?
We're pretty slack about it. We get compared to Californians, and Australians get compared to Texans. Mm-hmm. In terms of they're very Aussie, 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 oi, oi, oi. We just, I don't know. But we live there.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Yeah, I actually can call myself patriot, but our kings made some stupid decisions over the time. And
yeah. You guys don't still have kings, though. We know that.
How many terms has Putin been serving lately? It's kind of
what's going
like
on with that Putin
right?
fella?
He's trying to be
a
king.
Are you allowed to say? Will he beat you up if you say
he
something?
He will. Then he'll post news articles about it.
I don't know. He's got mad, I think.
In Russian, does the word Putin because it's kind of a you know what it is over here. He's like he's farting. he's Putin. What are you doing over there, Vladimir? I'm Putin. You like that? Is that funny in Russia? Because it's not here. So I'm hoping to get into the export business.
I guess I'll never know. After this show. No, I judge it.
I still have Russia questions.
Okay.
So the alcoholism.
Yeah, that's part of our lives.
Yeah. Why? Because the stereotype is because it's because of the weather. It's just cold in Russia, so everybody drinks. Like it seems a little oversimplified.
Yeah, it's actually more than that.
Yeah. How much more?
Well, everyone is grumpy and don't want to rage against something. He just want to drink up, forget about things, and don't.
So it's sad there. Is the implication there, or is it just like with America's rich tradition of like we have retail therapy, like we would just go. Like when things are at their most culturally obtuse, you would see us buying the most pants ever. Like cereal, there'd be 9 different cereals, and there's like a CG bear going like, sugar, 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 smack! And it's just like everything's just kind of crazy in a consumer-y way. And in Russia, it's like, At the height of the Cold War is what I'm describing. Like when we were like, yeah, breakdance, got lots of Velcro, fuck Russia, boop, boop, boop. I got 7 kinds of toast, 7 kinds of toast, caramel, bacon, M&M's, Skittles, wait.
Those sound like great toasts.
There was more shit than you ever thought you needed. Like while we were like supposedly at. In a cold war, and then Russia was at that same height was like the average Russian citizen was like, they spent all my money combating those glow in the dark pretzel commercials. I'm gonna just sit here in my cubicle and drink because all of my money goes to missiles and researching Cinnamon Toast Crunch. See if we can find a weakness in their plan.
Yeah, we had no money back then. We basically.
So you drink.
Yeah.
And then the kids watch the parents drink, and then everybody drinks. You just drink.
Something like that.
What was New Zealand doing during the Cold War?
Hanging out.
Just being chill.
You guys don't have any missiles, do you? You have any missiles you could blow anyone up with?
Apparently back in the 70s, the joke was that there were 4 people unemployed in the country and the Prime Minister knew them all by name. Apparently that's how it was.
What did you say? There were 4 unemployed people in the country and the back Prime Minister time. Knew them all by name? He's like, oh yeah, Steve, get a job, Steve. He tried. Hey, Prime Minister, fire you a fucking get a job, Toby. I know your mother. It's not the country's problem. You're lazy. I've talked to your family. I'm tired of pulling strings for you. Yeah.
So yeah, not quite the Cold War, but around that time, and just so much infrastructure and things we built. So
that's awesome.
Could you swim to Australia from New Zealand?
Me personally?
No, not you.
Could anyone? Could a human being? How big is it compared to like?
I think it's been done. I think it's been done. I'm not exactly sure. Actually, no, probably not. Probably not.
Maybe a lot of sharks. No, sharks would just eat you.
They're too cold for sharks most of the time.
Oh yeah.
But don't it's they cold? Do all that sort of stuff with the cages and boats and people swimming the English Channel and stuff like that?
Yeah, well, the English Channel. Yeah, it's like it's just small, like though. It's just small enough that you can like set a record by doing some weird across it.
Yeah, I think
like,
<that's
laughs> like it's not. No one would ever think about doing it, but you can do it. I was wondering how that compares to
probably a bit too far to go from New Zealand to Australia. Yeah. It would be about 2 hours flying time, so it's probably too far.
Yeah, that's a long... That'd be like a day of swimming, probably, right?
All right. Feel
who knows? Are there spiders in Russia or New Zealand? Spiders?
Black widows? Brown recluses?
There are red widows over there.
Not sure about black widows, but spiders are everywhere.
All right, so I'm gonna try. We're gonna try something really specific here. Okay. All right, can you play a rap beat?
I don't have one, but I can beatbox.
Well, so, I think Zach might. Well,
Zach will probably have a rap beat. So when I point at you guys,
sorry,
this is your part of the rap. You don't have
good.
To. Don't panic. I can feel you panicking. All you have to do, Eugene, is whenever I point at you, you just say Russia. That's all you have to do, and you just have to say New Zealand. I forgot your name already.
Matthew.
All right, Matthew. No, you say New Zealand when I point at you.
I can probably handle that.
Eugene, you say Russia. All right, and if you have a rap beat, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. Yeah. 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 Nation to nation, which nation is best? The ones in north, south, east, or west? I'm gonna compare nations and rap about them to you. Fuck your mama with a shoe. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Russia.
Russia's the best. Fuck your mama all the east and the west.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yo, Russia got Lenin's tomb. I fucked your mama so hard, she ruptured her womb. I'm sorry. Yo. Yeah. Fucked your mama up and down Red Square. Fucked your mama at the county fair. Fucked your mama outside of the Kremlin. Sold your mama's pussy like it was a gremlin. In a Chinese shop.
Yep.
A curiosities. Get a mop. Don't get water on his back. He's gonna reproduce and then he'll attack. Don't feed him after midnight or they'll turn bad.
New Zealand.
Yeah. 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 New Zealand is the place to be. It's on the top of Australia, you see. You got less kangaroos up there because they can't make the hop and they got thick hair. Yo.
New Zealand.
Located atop the River Ganges, the New Zealand island is populated primarily by criminals. Criminals.
Russia.
Alcohol. Located east of the River Ganges, the Soviet Union, for now known as the Soviet Republic, sir. Taxes, no new taxes.
New Zealand.
Russia.
New Zealand.
Russia. Russia.
New Zealand. New Zealand. New Zealand.
Russia. Russia. Russia.
All right. Yeah. Okay. That's good enough. Yeah. We'll end there. That bit. Thank you, Eugene and Matthew, for our international guests. You guys can take a seat, unless there's anything that You provided us with so much. Is there anything that while you're here, you've traveled a long way?
Yeah, I traveled to ask you one question.
Oh yeah, God, I can't believe we almost lost you.
Yeah,
that slipped your mind. all my belongings in my backpack. I saw Joel McHale in an illegal BitTorrent. I made it here, but then you did that rap, and it was so funny. And see you later. All right, what's your question? You have the floor.
If you woke up on an island one day, and all you had is a cloning machine. That could make instant clones of yourself, what would we do?
And it's not like, because among the possibilities and among some of the necessities are you might have to eat yourself. And you might want to fuck yourself.
And you might too.
And any of yourselves might want to kill you for fucking and eating you. Are the clones? Do they have my mind? Do all my memories? Or are they just biologically me and they come out kind of like new to the world and I get to teach them English or not?
No, actually they complete a copy of you.
Memories.
So they just come out and going like, oh, hey, I'm not a copy.
Yeah.
And I go like, yeah, you are. You just came out of the copy machine. Like, okay, well, so you needed a friend? And I'm like, no, I'm hungry. Like, you'd have to, like, I'm assuming, like, yeah,
you'd
hide no
right by with a baseball bat just waiting.
You would just have this device, like this 2x4 that would come down with a nail on it.
You just make a mob grinder, like a Minecraft.
Yeah, a Minecraft mob grinder, yeah. Just that you would hang the cloning machine over a pit of spikes. Just hang it facing down so that it is shot down like a kitchen faucet. And then there's two early clones that you've enslaved and hired to drag the corpses. And they know they get 20% of the corpses because you have pretended there's a bunch of you up there by taking previous clones dead bodies and kind of puppeting them and going on. So they think there's a whole society up there and that they did something wrong. If they keep hauling corpses and cleaning and cooking them and passing the meat up through the dumbwaiter, they get an arm.
This is actually what that TV series The Illusionist is about.
Yeah, The Illusionist. Kind of. Can I ask, have you thought about this? What you would do? Or is this just a question to make people sad?
Actually, I wanted to hear your version because I had something on my mind, like, yes, killing myself, making a boat of my skin and bones.
I went there. I thought about that.
This is not the time or the place to judge people for... The question is, what would you do? Not, can you impress us with your lying? Did you say you'd make weapons or clothes?
No,
a boat. Oh, to get off the island?
Yeah.
It's just meanwhile in Portland, and they're like, we got something out here, and it's just this giant cured human flesh cartilage Cronenbergian fucking vessel. You're rowing a femur. Oh my God, man, what have you? But But don't you think that you could make enough of you and then say, huddle up, everybody. Come on, we don't have any time. So you can get dressed in a second. Here's the situation. No food, no water. Desert island. Just made a ton of mouths to feed. We got to split up. Let's fucking do this. Let's turn this place into Miami. Like, get out there. I want to start sharpening sticks. You hand the sharp sticks to him. You get some wild boar. I want you to start punching grass and plants and see if any seeds come out. But again, all my survivalist knowledge is based on Minecraft. If you punch enough grass, doesn't a seed come out that you can use to make food eventually?
Punch one log, then make a crafting table.
But you could, do you think, or would that automatically, it would be like, no way, because the whole point of a biomass is that if it's gotten that big, it's because it was sustainable. Like, there's no way you could drop 50 strangers on an island and expect more than 20 of them to be alive 3 days later.
Yeah, probably.
Could you make like 20 of you and then be like, all right, guys, huddle up. Listen, I know we don't have any food, but I'm going to make one more of me and we're all going to eat that one. Like, I feel like that could work.
Yeah, that's what you do.
Is this a one shot only? Like, you make however many you make and then the cloning machine's broken, or can you make food people? For lack of a better word.
Actually, I thought about it. You can make as much as you like.
Yeah.
Oh, perfect. So you can eat a bunch of them. That's cool.
It's a meat machine.
All right.
But I feel like I would, if I had a choice between, and I do in this hypothesis, I have a choice between making 20 of me and saying let's all ritualistically eat into new people who are no different from any of us except that they're 21st.
Yeah, they're late.
It's just bad for morale. It's just like everyone's at the table going, are you going to finish that toe? And they're like, this is great. Me is great. And everyone's like, yeah, we're so lucky to be given this bounty. What do you guys want to do tomorrow? Well, let's press the button again and do this again. And everyone would just have this kind of pall cast over them where they're like, well, what's the point? Whereas if you just take things into your own hands and are like, I'm a maniac. I control this machine. I'm going to control the food chain. I'm going to position myself as like a god and create a new civilization underneath me in which I don't have, so that I don't have to deal with the psychological ramifications of life and death. I simply am passed meat up. Like, it's already cooked, even. I can't even recognize it. I'll start to convince myself. I'll bury the lip of the machine so that all I do is hit a button, and I slowly forget that it's me coming out of it. And I just, like, every day I go to, like, a bamboo cabinet, and I open it, and a fresh steaming pile of me is... it's been delicately prepared by the best chef version of me, because it just... Because I'm Sumner Redstone. Like, I'm just like, I don't even touch the things I control. Like, I'm just like, there's just layers of fucking, like, metropolises down there.
Sorry, you just compared yourself to the CEO of Viacom.
Well, I'm just saying, like, if you're like those guys, like those, they don't even.
No,
like,
I get it. I don't know what's happening on Comedy Central. I'm talking to VH1 today, but
yeah,
really, like, what you're saying is, I don't know. I guess that's me. I'm just pressing a button.
Yeah,
I buried my machine underground.
You could easily just like forget about it. I believe in a way we have all done this. That bamboo cabinet is called America. That button's called your taxes.
You're a genius, Dan.
Eugene!
Thank you, Eugene. Congratulations on a successful pilgrimage.
Oh!
Everything, all his stuff's in that backpack.
I mean, this isn't hilarious, but you guys didn't go with what I would have done, which I don't even know if this is a good idea, but some species of ants have evolved a way of surviving floods by which they all form together in a giant ant ball,
right,
and they slowly spin in the water. Each person gets a turn to breathe. I think I might do that.
Yeah.
All right, other Spencers, listen up. For a little while, you're going to be underwater. It's going to suck, but then we're going to rotate.
But guess what? If this doesn't work, I'm leaving a retainer clone to try something else.
It's really funny when you picture of all the Spencers.
All right, Spencers, listen
up. There's one giver. Okay, so here's what here's how it's going to be, and they're already
in. I know we all like breathing.
And they're all going like, uh-huh, yeah, uh-huh, okay, yeah. And then the shot of all of the, it's like you guys
just
are like
completely the solemn coming out of the muscle waves.
The Duran Duran Rough Boys video where they're like coming out of the water and splash, there's water coming off the face like
and you leave behind one Spencer who's on the shore like, yep, if this fucks up I'll just make a bunch of new ones. It's cool,
we'll try plan bridge of humans.
That's what I thought you were going to say, that ants, like, they kill themselves and lay down across the water, and then other ants walk across their dead.
Ant ball requires no sacrifices, my friend.
Ant ball.
Speaking of arthropods, I want to cycle back around to spiders real quick. If you put, you know how like you can see cats' eyes glowing in the dark? Spiders' eyes do that too to a lesser extent. If you put a light right by your eye, so it's like right in line with your eye. So like if you take your phone and have the phone flashlight right up to your eye, and you look out into the darkness like in a bush, you can see these little tiny, they almost just look like glitter among the shadows. And those are spiders' eyes.
How do you...
I listen to podcasts, bro. I know all sorts of shit.
Have you tested it?
Yeah, it's terrifying. Like, don't actually do it. You'll shit. I know we were talking about spiders once. I missed it back then.
What do you think it is about spiders that are so extra terrifying?
Well, humans actually the racism neurologist that we talked to in Chicago was talking about, humans actually have this evolutionary, almost like a flashcard of snakes and spiders that's like, these are terrifying.
Is it because they're venomous?
Yeah, probably, just because stuff like that is a lot more instantaneous of a death. It's not like a coyote or something where you can learn tactics to combat it.
That was a smooth plug. Very subtle.
It's true though. It's like there's a lot of animals we can't actually just combat, but you can't punch a spider. If a spider bites you once, you're potentially dead.
Yeah,
I think that probably is what it is for me. If you if you live with poison inside of you that you can, it'll leave your body. Like if I knew that I could
poison something. Fucked
up. If I knew that I had poison inside me and I could just be like, hey, fuck you, like in a bar fight, like, fuck you, man. Like, that's crazy power. All I have is like my like impotent rage. Like that's not terrifying.
You would use poison on if
I don't know, man, if someone stepped to my girl, whatever. Whatever, dude. You're gonna fucking step to me? I'm full of poison. I got a reserve of it. It lives in me. If I'm mad enough, it's out.
That's what it's for.
Do you know if you would ever use it?
I don't know. No, I can't think of a situation in which I would use it recently.
Like if someone stepped to your girl.
Well, you wouldn't.
So if someone stepped to my girl, I think we all...
Like you guys are at Aria in Hollywood. You're dancing on a Saturday night with your girl like you are wont to do. And I know you. You got a real wide collar unbuttoned to the chest. You're dancing. A dude comes up to you. He pretends like you're not even there. He's getting all up on your girl. Your bride-to-be, dog. Now, mind you, you've got a reserve of poison. That venom is like ready to... What happens? Do you just go like, hey, man, maybe just go to a different table? Or do you go,
first I would go like, oh, I better watch what Aaron does in this situation, because this might be how I find out she doesn't love me.
And then your poison stays put and you're just...
Yeah, I mean, far be it for me to poison this guy if he's going to be her new mate. This is how they meet.
I think that's what separates us from the snakes, because snakes can't just like Uber to Carl's Jr. and like
you know, get like a $6 guacamole bacon burger, go home.
Well, this venom, would
watch
you
some
be
bar rescue?
Would you be immune to your own venom?
Oh, you have to be.
Okay, so like you could go up to someone who's like eating a sandwich and just spit poison on it and be like, hey man, that's gonna kill you. Can I have that? Just all the free food. You could just ruin people's days. Poison.
It's all about you stealing people's
it's
sandwiches.
Free sandwiches. Just,
yo, oh, I poison your Slurpee, bro.
Hey, you can't drink that. Can I have it?
Yeah.
But you know, technically, you can do that with your regular spit.
Or regular non-excreted poison.
Yeah, it's just like, yeah, hey, that's not gross to me, man. Can I have that?
Well, I feel like if you're a venomous creature, you might get more of a pass, you know?
Yeah.
It's like if you spin something, people would be like, they'd punch you, but not if you were a venomous creature.
But they still would. They would punch you and like leave you at the side of the, like on a sidewalk, but they still wouldn't drink their Slurpee. So you'd have a black eye, but then you'd also have like a large Slurpee with your name on it.
Well, we just cut out the very complicated middleman of a very complex problem. So I'm glad.
Did you see Hard Target? Jean-Claude Van Damme punches a snake in it.
How does that go?
He grabs a snake. It's going to bite the woman, and then he grabs it, and then he holds it, and the camera's over the snake's shoulder. As Jean-Claude Van Damme goes, and the snake passes out. He knocks it out.
I gotta see it. I'm obsessed with the scene. Have you seen The Beach with Leonardo DiCaprio?
No.
He punches a shark in the face in that, and it's like the greatest thing I've ever seen. Because then there's a scene where he's telling that story to a bunch of people on a beach as if they're like us watching the movie, and he's like, and then I decided that I will not die tonight. And everyone's like, yeah, I guess you punched a shark. Like they're like sort of impressed.
Is that the scene? Because I remember seeing a trailer where I just see Leo DiCaprio going like this in the trailer. Like, is that him
demonstrating?
That's
the scene where he's like hallucinating that his life is like a video game. It's not the best movie.
I gotta see this thing.
Yeah, you should probably see it.
Isn't, what's his name from Last Action Hero in that? Isn't there like an old crazy old man that's keeping him prisoner on the island? Or am I thinking of...
You might be thinking of Last Action Hero.
Or Dr. Moreau or something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Shutter Island.
Well, not Shutter Island. I saw that.
Shutter Island
little,
is a...
little steaming little surprise in the theater.
They love that little reveal in Shutter Island. Has everyone seen Shutter Island?
Yeah, I don't. I mean, it's like, it's the world's worst crying game. I mean,
Are there movies that have a twist that big that make you go like, I know, like that you get really excited about? Because sometimes I just feel like I don't like that people are fucking with me, but maybe I'm just too fragile.
I don't think that's, I mean, our brains and our bodies are 6 million years old. There's no such thing as like a, there's twists in storytelling, but you can't just say at the end of a campfire story, but by the way, this whole time they were in a hat.
They were all really tiny. And you're like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, the whole time I was telling you that Bruce Willis was hanging out with this kid.
Guess
I
what?
I didn't tell you he's a ghost. I didn't say anyone else could see him. What?
Check out a bunch of flashbacks, motherfucker.
What do you mean flashbacks? It's a campfire. Yeah, I think you gotta, I mean, make your movie however you want, but sure.
I will. I'm going to make my movie and there's going to be so many twists.
Gotta tell this old timer a story. For instance, Horns.
Did you watch Horns?
I just watched Horns.
I drove past the theater that was playing Horns 10 times, and I feel like if I did it one more time, I would have gone in, because that poster of old cutie little Daniel Radcliffe with horns, that's almost enough, man. I don't even know what it's about. Why does he have horns?
That's what it's about.
That he has horns?
Yeah. And why?
And why?
Yeah.
Did you see it?
No.
I watched it.
What do you think?
It's like, you know, old crudité. Because it's kind of dry and ashy. It's supposed to be good for me, but it's just like from Albertsons. I'm like, why are you trying to make me rethink
how I think about morality when you don't even know what your movie's about. Like, why are we going straight to me having my definitions of good and bad subverted if, like, you don't, you know.
I hate when crudité makes me think that.
I don't know. I'm too old. I just watch these things now, and I feel like it just everyone's on my lawn. I just go like, get off my lawn.
Get off my lawn.
There's another movie to get off my lawn. Like, I kind of like don't even consider it their goal to entertain me anymore. I just like go, $6. Okay, what do we got here? What is this? He's fast. He's furious. Make up your mind.
You kids and your souped up cars. Good God.
Like, it's not for me. And I kind of like, therefore, I'm kind of like, it's like, I can't tell you. In the old days, like 8 years ago, I would have been like, horns. I'll tell you what I thought about horns. And I'd be like angry about it because underneath that anger would be some supposition that it's possible to make a good movie or that, you know, like RoboCop was so great or, you know, it's just like, I'm just 41 and my back hurts. And I'm kind of like, I think all these movies suck. I think they've always sucked. I think everything has always sucked way more than we think. Like, and you're just catching some sucky shit when you're in a good mood. You're like, I'm 11. Star Wars is amazing.
I mean, honestly, like, you're not wrong, but also, have you seen Birdman?
I haven't seen Birdman. No.
I want to see
Six
that.
Six people think it's dope.
I saw the trailer for it, and I was like, I don't think I'm going to be able to handle watching that because it's just
because Michael Keaton's too much for the average current movie-going audience because he's too fucking good.
Damn.
He's too cool. He's back. If anyone in here doesn't think he's back, who honestly, by
I don't know.
I'm sorry to do this. By a show of applause. If anyone doesn't think he's back, speak now. A weak applause that I will not dignify with a response. He's back!
He's back, all right. Michael Keaton's back.
He's back.
I mean, it's just a real fucking treat to watch that guy for 2 hours after like a million years of not seeing him for 2 hours. You get him for 2 hours.
I didn't realize that I hadn't seen Michael Keaton for a while.
You forget, but then you see it in a movie theater and you realize like I've been watching a bunch of guys named white guys named Chris for like the last 10 years. Who the fuck are these guys? Bunch of Chris's with like cool hair or not?
Paul Rogan, Greg Philbinson.
Yeah. Like
Fribbly Cooper, dude.
Florn Bergdorf, like, oh my God, Florn Bergdorf was really
Flintoff,
good.
Efron, Zach, Vergen.
A bunch of guys who have like cooler abs than they have faces, and they like can't act their way out of a paper bag, and they're driving a cool car, and you're like, I guess this is a cool movie. Fucking Keaton is here for you. He's here for you. And I'm not fucking around. It's like, people think I'm joking. Listen. And I promise I'll shut up. It's your show. But guys, Beetlejuice does not appear in his own movie for 50 minutes. 50 minutes into Beetlejuice, he shows up for real. Earlier in the movie, he's like on a commercial on a tiny TV. He's like, oh, Beetlejuice, look at me. 50 minutes, he comes in for real and takes the movie over. Nobody remembers that because he fucking owns it. Because he's Keaton. He's Keaton.
Hey, I'll tell you something else. Gina Davis was an almost Olympic archer. Did you know that?
Oh, I know.
Google it. Gina Davis almost was in the Olympics as an archer.
She was almost in the Olympics as an archer. She was in Beetlejuice, and she had a sitcom where she played the president. And I have no opinion about any of that stuff, but I think it's interesting.
No, yeah, I don't think she's a good or a bad person. I just think it's amazing. It was post Gina Davis, the actor.
Yep.
Gina Davis might have been representing the United States as an archer in the Olympics.
That's impressive to me because, like, to be good at more than one thing, it really eludes me. Because I'm not even good at one thing.
Obviously, she's got to be a pretty shitty archer because how many people can possibly be trying out for that? Since the invention of the gun. Like, how many... Raise your hand if you can kill someone with a bow and arrow. See?
Someone's iffy on it. You could maim them, like, maybe draw a bunch of blood.
I did it, like, 15 years ago, so I don't know anymore.
You maimed someone, or you practiced archery?
I shot an arrow at a Ren Fair 2 years ago, and I did not come close to a target, or I shot at a bale of hay and I missed. So,
all right, we don't have an ending for the show. because it's not because Spencer is a bad person. It's because we've grown over dependent on Dungeons and Dragons as a closer, and yet the show has no structure anymore. There's no Jeff's been on sabbatical for so long, and you know, to ask you to keep writing these D&D adventurettes.
I mean, I wrote them, but yeah.
I mean,
it's tough. It's a tough ask.
But the show has got a Dungeons and Dragons addiction. I mean, we don't know how else to end the show.
I feel like I know how. Ladies and gentlemen, Michael Keaton. Yeah!
Yeah! Yeah! Keep the applause. He's coming.
Shake.
Slower.
Nora. It didn't work. But honestly, what if? What if?
It could happen, man.
It would blow minds, and I know that. And that's what makes me think Keaton's back.
Keaton's back, man.
I'm sorry, Dan.
No, it's all right. It's okay.
Well, so, I mean, you were talking a bunch of... Where were you going with all that?
No,
there was some interesting talk.
I'm just floundering. I'm just sharing my anxiety. I don't script the show. I don't know... If I prepared things, do you think I'd talk about my dog?
Yeah, I think your dog is...
I'm not Bill Cosby. I didn't go, oh, my dog will be interesting. I'll do a tight 20 about that.
Man, fuck Bill Cosby.
I don't know.
Everybody, look. People are going to start being okay with talking about fuck Bill Cosby.
Yeah.
More than one person's weak applause. Yeah. People were way happier about Beetlejuice not showing up for 50 minutes than they were about talking about Bill Cosby. Nobody here knows him. He did it.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's a...
You're all wrong. Wait, he's not actually your dad. He just played a dad on TV. It's okay. Dan, he did it.
I know. I remember.
We all know.
Let me just do it. Let me do a really sweet ass rap. Like I won't, but it doesn't necessarily, it's not going to close the show, the rap. Just let me clear my head with
it. But could it? Sorry.
It's not my job.
No, of course
not. My job is to flow.
To clear your head.
This is serious shit. I don't know what I'm doing up here.
Dan Harmon, motherfuckers. Yeah, let him hear it.
Yeah.
Harmontown.
Yeah.
Give it to him.
Yeah. Bridge to the building, sky to the street. Your mama's got feet. She uses them to walk. Cooked her pussy like a wok. Chinese food. Your mama's in the mood. Chopsticks. Penises, dicks, balls, butts, dicks, nuts, New York, beef, pork, sucking dicks, 5, 6, 7, 8, your mama's pussy on a plate. Break it down, Spencer.
I'm breaking it down.
Yeah!
Like a sad clown. Cause I'm stepping up the place with my jungle and balls, and I'm screaming to the place from the walls to the walls. I don't know.
Yeah!
Give it to him, Dan.
Yeah!
Yo, electric signal. Mama's got a sigil. That's an arcane symbol. Fucked your mama with a thimble. Cause my pinky's so small. Don't want her to poke it at all. So I protect it with a sewing piece of equipment. Yo. Save on shipment. Just hold on. You gotta know if to go down the river of life. Yo. Take it.
Yeah. What up, y'all? Here we go. This is the part where the beat comes in. And now I'm about to begin. My name is Dave, and I don't rap a lot. Yo, I smoke a little pot, and that's cool. It's decriminalized.
girl, I'm between your thighs. That's cool. A rap about Keaton, motherfucker Jody Sweeten, coming back from a meth addiction. This shit is nonfiction. Google it. You can do it too. It's all fucking true.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
You gon' give it to him. You gon' give it to him.
Dan.
Eat it. Get on it. Yo, step to your mama's penis. Saw your mama in the parking lot. I flipped her face so hard she was dripping snot. I said, hey woman, get into the car. I'm gonna take you to my house, and I don't think it's far. I drive an Uber. I touched her boober, cause I'm sexually harassing, and I'm in a stupor, cause I'm Armenian, and I drive it around. I'm in a gypsy cab service, and I'm running the town. I'm taking business away from the taxi service. Government getting nervous. Got to outlaw that shit. Philadelphia sees you, they will pull over it. It's gonna arrest your Uber driving ass. All over, take a lift, get a pass. Got the pink mustache going down the avenue. Uber driver, what you gonna do?
All right. Let's just use that to end the show, because we don't know what else to do. I'll be more lively after I get married. Comptroller Dave Horowitz. Dungeon Master, co-conspirator Spencer Crittenden. For those enjoying us on a video stream, you want to thank Kevin Day. And I don't know who Kevin's new technical friend is. I got to remember his name so we can thank him. He's the... Chris? Okay, Chris. Just Chris. If you see a guy named Chris, thank him for hooking up these cameras and keeping them out of your way. All right, and the meltdown and everything. Okay, and God bless America, and we'll see you... I don't think we'll... I have no idea when we're going to see you again.
I think 2 weeks.
Probably 2 weeks from now. Okay, I'll see you with my wife. Yeah!